It's the Marketplace Tech Podcast for Tuesday the 25th. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. You've heard plenty about cloud computing, but have you heard of the company called Box, Inc.? In the world of online storage and big data, Box is the David to online storage Goliaths like Microsoft and Oracle. We knew the company filed for an initial public offering earlier this year. Well, now Box has made the details of that filing public. 29-year-old CEO Aaron Levy and company hope to raise a cool $250 million, though Box isn't technically profitable yet. Well, just the other day, we met Levy in Austin, Texas, to talk about his company. I asked him about forming Box 9.5 years ago.
We sort of had this idea that as the cost of storage went down, as mobility increased and as bandwidth increased, that you'd want to be able to get to your files from anywhere. And so that's why we started the company in the first place. And that led us to being early enough in the market where we were able to create early competitive advantage by always focusing on delivering the absolute best customer experience while also ensuring that enterprises of all sizes could use our technology. It's that sort of consumer focus with an enterprise technology set that allows us to compete very effectively for large enterprises like Procter & Gamble and eBay and Eli Lilly and Schneider Electric, all of which have rolled Box out to tens of thousands of their employees.
If one of your big competitors came to you and asked to buy, would you say yes?
Do you know of anybody doing that right now?
I don't personally, but, you know, I could make a few calls, but I don't think they'd go anywhere.
No, we're very focused on building out an independent company. So we are definitely not selling.
Is there a form of software or hardware that would make a huge change to what you do?
You know what? About a week ago, I would not have had a good answer to that question, and now I do. So there's a lot of conversations about drones. And so a couple of these commercial drone companies are actually using Box as the storage platform for the data that they're generating. So if you're a farm and you're using drones to be able to get all new types of information, you're going to be much more competitive than the farm that's not getting that information source. And so so we think that a lot of these technologies are going to come together to change competitive advantage in every industry in ways we never would have imagined.
Aaron Levy, CEO of Box, thank you very much.
Thank you.
You can find a longer version of our interview with Aaron Levy. You just got to head to marketplacetech.org. Today is a big day for a gaggle of fledgling startup founders. They're each about to take the stage in front of hundreds of potential investors and make what might be the most important 2.5-minute argument for their continued existence. And I'm not saying there's a formula, but here's what they're working with.
We're Waylos. And
we're Crowdery, and we're taking something.
We're DoorDash, and we enable.
We're Lollipop. We're the eBay.
We are the founders of Simple Legal. We are the Mint.com of legal spend.
That is the sound of Demo Day. It happens at a Silicon Valley organization called Y Combinator, which is famous in the tech world for helping startups go big. Vacation rental site Airbnb, cloud storage company Dropbox, Reddit, all launched from YC, as it's often called. But the organization, not quite a decade old, has had some problems. Y Combinator co-founder Paul Graham has come under fire. Critics say he's made comments that suggest he's biased against startups run by women and people from outside the U.S. Y Combinator has brought on Sam Altman as its first president. I asked him how he would describe the organization.
We take very inexperienced teams of often just two or three people that want to start a startup and have an idea and help them and advise them and invest money in their company so that they can start a company.
Your predecessor, Paul Graham, he's made some comments about what makes for a successful founder. These comments have been viewed as offensive by women, by foreigners. Tell me how you're looking at the culture and what your role is going to be in changing it.
The diversity comments towards YC are always sort of befuddling to me. One third of our partners are women. Any way you want to cut diversity, sort of, it is exists among our partnership and our companies. I think that a few comments Paul made got sort of terribly taken out of context.
But I just read a blog of yours. I know for one thing you mentioned changing the number of men that appear on the company's website.
Yeah.
So there's obviously there is a cultural issue here.
Well, so on that one, it is certainly true that the first set of really successful founders we had were all men. But recently, we've had some very successful women, and we just haven't updated the website in a while. But we, in fact, are funding quite a lot. 24% of the startups that are presenting today have a female founder, which, relative to the industry, is incredibly high.
Now, you originally pitched to this organization. You're now the head of the organization. You're going to be watching a ton of pitches. Can you give anybody any sort of two-minute pitching advice?
Yes, you know, it's funny. We spent all weekend till like 2 in the morning sitting with the startups, drilling their pitches. And there are common mistakes that people make, like not being clear and mumbling and not looking at the audience. But really, if you look sort of at a fundamental level, in a 2.5-minute pitch, all you're trying to do is convince investors that there is a chance, however small, that you could be the next $10 billion startup. What you're really trying to do is, for lack of a better word, frighten investors, which means you don't have to tell them everything about what your startup does. You just have to explain to them that there is potentially something really interesting going on here.
Sam Altman is the new president of the startup accelerator Y Combinator, and he's getting ready for demo day right now. Sam, thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.
One note before we go, RoomScan is an app for the iPhone and iPad. Turn it on, tap it once on each wall of the room you're in. The app will give you an exact measurement of walls and floor space. You can even do multiple rooms. Not bad. Next time I want to get super sad, I can use it here on my apartment in New York. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.